It's good to be back with you for this latest edition of ClearPath, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker. Well, it's beautiful fall weather, finally, and that means it's time to talk benefits and health insurance coverage. If you get health coverage through your place of employment, you'll start seeing emails, inevitably, if you already haven't, from your human resources department about your benefit selections. And if you're one of the millions of Americans across the country that will get a new health insurance plan through an exchange, the open enrollment period is about to start. So here to walk us through what you need to know and when you need to do something is none other than Hector De La Torre, who, of course, leads the Transamerica Center for Health Studies. Hector, what do people need to know?
The open enrollment period for 2016 is November 1st, 2015, and it runs through January 31st. Of next year. So you have 3 months to do it, and it's starting pretty soon here.
But of course, Hector, if you're already in an exchange, you don't have to do anything, isn't that right?
You can just re-up for the same plan and let it roll over. But if you didn't have insurance last year, or if you lost it in some way, or you wanted to switch, then that's what this open enrollment is for. It allows you to either start it or change the coverage that you have. If you haven't enrolled in coverage by January 31st, then you cannot buy exchange insurance for the rest of 2016, at which point you would be liable for the tax penalty.
Right. So if you haven't had health insurance, you've had this tax penalty from the previous year, and it's going up, isn't it?
It's going up again. 2.5% of your yearly household income, or $695 per person, $347.50 per child under 18, whichever is more. So for most people, it's going to be the 2.5%. For example, if your household income is $40,000, you will pay $1,000 tax penalty.
So the open enrollment period is really all about assessing your options and figuring out what options you have.
Absolutely. You want to look and see whether there's any changes in the plan you're already in. Don't assume that the plan that you had last year is going to be exactly the same. So you want to look at things like copays, deductibles. You want to look at the networks, whether the providers are in the network that's covered by that plan. Prescription drugs. Maybe last year you weren't taking a prescription drug and now you are, or you might have to. You want to make sure that those prescription drugs are covered in the formulary for that plan. If everything is okay, if everything stays the same, right, then obviously you just re-up and you're good. If not, then you should switch. And the only time you can do that is during open enrollment.
We've talked here on ClearPath about the fact that some 10,000 baby boomers are turning 65 every day. And of course, that means that they qualify for Medicare. So what do those who are accessing health coverage through Medicare need to know about open enrollment?
Same thing. Medicare has open enrollment. Theirs started October 15th and ends December 7th every year. That doesn't change. Every year it's October 15th to December 7th. That is the time that you can shop and you can switch plans or add benefits, as we've been discussing. If you're new to Medicare, if you're just about to turn 65, the window is 3 months before your birthday, the month of your birthday, and 3 months after. 7 month window to sign up for Medicare.
I know that there are a lot of resources available at transamericainstitute.org, and click on the health center versus the retirement center, and we'll revisit this topic in the future. Hector, that's all we have time for here on ClearPath, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Until next time, I'm Greg Tucker.